any questions about the COVID-19, you can call the government's public 24-hour hotline on 0800-029-999. That's 0800-029-999. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has promised the protesting Cape Peninsula University of Technology students it will address their grievances over accommodation and transport. Hundreds of students handed over a memorandum to the national legislature. Some students were demonstrating for weeks over a range of issues. Member of Parliament Madela Ntombela met the group of university goers. Classes at CPUT are suspended for the rest of this week. And finally, Gauteng roads are wet and slippery this morning, compounding traffic that's already slow to load shedding. Eskom says stage 4 blackouts will continue until this evening. Several traffic lights are also affected by the blackouts and thunderstorms in Gauteng. The South African Weather Service's forecaster Celeste Fuyuri says more thunderstorms could be expected in the province later in the afternoon. Quick look at the markets now. Gold is trading at $1,655.44 an ounce. The dollar is at 16 rands 38 cents, 18 rands 94 cents to the euro, and 20.98 to the pound. A cloudy Friday in store for Gauteng with expected thunder showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A low of 14 degrees, peaking at around 28 degrees in Johannesburg. Go to the trends: Jay-Z, coronavirus, mid-rent, Limpopo is not a dumping site, and Friday the 13th. Top story at 9 a.m. this morning. While South Africans evacuees from Wuhan, China make their way back home, the ANC Youth League in Limpopo is preparing to march against their presence in the province.
The branch table has been prepared. The Urban Branch on 95.4. The Urban Branch on 95.4. Shaping the future.
Five, tree climbing, you'll see God hide. Painted faces, no disguise.